What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Sam Smithy there.
B News.
G'day.
Hey.
How's it going?
What's going on, brother man?
Just here, man, in Grey Lynn. It's bloody raining outside.
It's not raining here at all.
Oh, really? Okay, well, it must be on its way.
Damn it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, afraid so.
look out that window, Big Hungry.
It's a little bit of rain,
it's
actually.
It's pouring, I can hear it.
Can you, is there still just a little gap in the wall between the building and the
yes.
wall and you can't see it?
Just okay. as grim as you remember it, mate.
Just as grim, yeah. It was like being behind the Berlin Wall.
Mm. we're, of course, talking to Sam Smith, B News, famous
Mrs.
Thursday,
McElwagger!
Thursday drive.
Tear that
reader.
Wall down!
I said your name right, I think.
And,
you've got to be in character.
Sam Smith.
Hello, yes.
Host of Saturday Morning Show.
Yes, that's the one, Saturday Mixtape. You'll probably be hearing my dulcet tones all through the lockdown.
Sure.
And if you aren't, you are, shame on you.
It gets podcasted, so.
It does.
Do you have a reasonable mic at home? Because I was listening over the weekend and you're sounding bloody good.
Yeah, I have fortunately got a very good microphone and it does make the difference, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally.
You've got to have a good microphone for these things.
Now, this evening's
the people deserve it, man.
Segment.
They do. The people do deserve it.
Brought to you.
Oh, sorry, John, you go.
You go, John. Carry
Jesus
on.
Christ.
It's basically a guest selection feature thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. And
yes.
Sam Smith, you are selecting some songs for us.
I am, yes. And a pleasure it is indeed.
Super last minute, but you've managed to whip a few up for us.
I had.
We assume you're the type that's always throwing songs around in your head.
Well, yes, I am, and constantly making playlists and... yeah, basically that's my thing.
Where are you taking us and why?
Well, I thought I'd keep things a bit diverse. You know, there's a bit of some old school stuff, a couple of newish tracks, and genre-wise, yeah, moving all over the place. Some kind of hip hop, obviously, a bit of soul. Type stuff, a bit of folky stuff. So yeah, I think
we're
all over the place.
You may be interested to know that we actually only had the Freddie Gibbs song in the system here at BFM.
Ah, shocking.
So when you get in here, mate,
fine.
You need to put all these songs in.
I will, no doubt.
Yep. Should we kick in? Where do you want to start?
Well, I think we'll start with some raucous kind of old school. I guess you could say it's roots rock. The band, obviously.
Roots Rock.
Roots Rock, you know. But we love talking about the band. Me and Hungry, we have this running joke about
how they call themselves
the band, because they were just the band, so everyone just called them the band.
That's right. That's a true story.
It is a true story. You can look it up. They were just there. They didn't have a name, so they called themselves the band.
Well, when you're supporting Bob Dylan, it's kind of like you're definitely not the most important thing on stage. So it's just...
Exactly.
I feel like they kind of leaned into that whole situation.
Absolutely. I mean, before they were the band, they were called the Hawks.
Right. Ronnie Hawkins.
Yeah. They used to play with him and tour with him, and then they changed... themselves the band. That they were still the Hawks, I think, originally with Bob Dylan.
Right.
And then they changed their name to the band, and
everyone kept calling them the band.
The band. They were just the band.
Of course, Ronnie Hawks does feature in the Last Waltz as well.
Yes, he does.
Probably a great thing to watch if anyone's looking for something to do this weekend.
Just sit down and watch
The Last Waltz, man.
Yeah, it's a great documentary. Never gets old.
Mm.
And the track I'm going to play is actually from the album release of the movie. It's not actually in the film, but it was played. During the show, and you can get it on the album version. It's a track called the W.S. Walcott Medicine Show, and I think the medicine show is like one of those old school kind of traveling kind of jamboree kind of things they used to have back in the day.
Yeah,
around the country, kind of a music jamboree kind of thing. I think that's what the idea is based on. Yes, it's a fucking good song, though. Oh, I like to swear.
Yeah, you can swear.
It's after six, man. Go for it.
The news is done.
And it's actually got a really cool horn section arranged by this guy, Alain Toussaint, who's a New Orleans kind of rhythm and blues guy from back in the day.
Right.
Yeah, it's a mean as jam.
All right, brother man, we're going to play this off the same computer that you're coming through, so...
Ryan, let's go.
Here we go.
All righty.
It works.
Here we go.
That's a great sounding audience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they must have been all on coke or something. I know all the musicians were on coke.
Actually, I do remember a few references to that kind.
There's a famous image of old mate Neil Young with a bit of coke dangling out of his nose during the performance. And I know Van Morrison was certainly on something. If you've seen the film, his dance moves. Oh.
I think if I'm picking one from Last Waltz, it probably is the Ronnie Hawks probably one of my favourite ones. His stage presence, and just you can tell that he's just really comfortable with the band, and it's brilliant. It's a perfect like frontman band relationship.
It absolutely is. Absolutely.
Sam Smith, B News.
Yes.
We've got him here for a What's Cooking situation brought to you by the Auckland Art Gallery. Do you go to the Auckland Art Gallery? Are you an art gallery type guy, Sam?
I do now and again. I've been to a few. I do like my photography exhibitions, so I've been to a few of those when they've come around in the past few years. One particular one I remember was about rock photography, which was quite good. I'm really much into my music photography, so I did went to a good one there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice place to just go and just, even if you don't know anything about art, just go and chill out.
Just go for a cruise. Big Hungry and I did a bit of a walkthrough a couple of months ago, and I was just like, wow, it's amazing. Yeah. It's an incredible space. We're very lucky to have it.
Yeah.
Right on.
For sure.
And now Sam Smith of B News and the Saturday Morning Mixtape, 9 to 11 a.m. on
with
Saturday
Sam.
Morning.
Strangely
it's me
enough.
With Sam. It's in the name.
What would you like to play next, mate?
I think we'll change things up, and I think we'll play some hip hop, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, so I think we'll play this Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, which is from their collab album Bandana, which came out a couple of years ago, which is the sequel, I guess you could say, to the first album they did together, which was called Piñata, which came out I think in 2014 or 15, right about then. And this track features. It's an all-star cast. I mean, you've got Freddie and Madlib. You've also got Yasin Bey, a.k.a. Boz Def, and Black Thought from The Roots as well. So it's pretty much an all-star cast. It's called Education, and it's just a nice, chilled-out, kind of soulful rap track.
Interesting, because he's kind of known. Freddie's quite an aggressive rapper.
Yeah.
Have you heard his most recent Wartime? It's good.
I think he kind of chills things out when he works with Madlib, I think, because Madlib's obviously that kind of producer, brings in the kind of jazzy samples and all that kind of thing. I think they complement themselves, each other, quite well, I reckon, on these projects they've done.
Sweet. Let's get it. Education.
All right.
Oh, my Shakti. Aaj pehli baar tumne kaam ki baat ki hai.
Education. Going one way, they come out crazy. Beast preparatory school, emperors and conquerors, pharaohs and followers, goblins and monsters, stone heart jewels and gold for the fools. The bones of the innocent is buckles on their boots. The jail overcrowded, they emptied out the school. See the devil twitching, ears itching from the truth. Strange fruit, cyanide souffle and soup. It's tasty for a few, a murder for the group. A dead end street with a lemonade stand. Where is the sky and upside down land? That question is hard if you can't see the stars. I'm really not sure, ask me tomorrow. I may not be it, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight or both. But nah, son, I couldn't just chill. Everybody giggling, that kid was getting killed, and I knew when I stood they would turn on me. And I don't need no more trouble with my sleep, so I did what I did, and that's what it is. Tell the sheriff and the deputy I don't give a fick. Tell my mama and my kin and all of y'all and them, it's like this. Get free or stay sick. And that's it. And education.
Peace parishioners, onlookers and listeners, visitors, keeping the consumption conspicuous. Kids graduating from public schools and prisoners, underprivileged, aboriginal, indigenous. Sent images of that family that got adopted. The president of some nonprofits is out of pocket. I heard the world ending is trending, I try to watch it. I focus on sinning when winning was not an option. The system we compete against is farm to table, hand picking them ingredients.
sins, civil disobedience, encyclopedia definition of greediness, gluttony. Please take heed of who you treaty with. Me, Freddie Flacco, in shock, never forgot though. The Plymouth Rock landed on top of New Morocco. Couldn't see who was firing shots. The shooter got low and left a burning cross on the lawn, just like a pothole. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. They say in the six bands I hire for the flight, so I may be a hitman for hire for the night. If you're figuring this man's maniacal, you're right. Barcodes on a wristband, it's not an oversight. They intentionally expand, probably to extradite. If you wanna play blind, just look straight into the light. The puppeteers playing you for spite, and worldwide what we're paying is the price. And that's life.
An education.
Wouldn't let the buck talk, China white with cut talk. Can't train a hoe, can never put me in a slut walk. Education, traponomics, narcotic plug talk. My hand was right back in the bird soon as they took the cuffs off. Gotta feed your fucking wolves or they gon' feed on a nigga. It's quite ironic how all this ice can keep the heat on a nigga. My cousin beat me forward pack and I put the beam on that nigga. And now I don't gotta finesse the plug because I D-boy that nigga. Used to be peace and nose. Drop a op like pop stinky low. Last Friday hit by the poles, threw dope in the commode. Got off the stove and slow my roll, I'm in the mosh now. But I still serve your baked potato Bobby Johnson style. You ain't lit, you litter like Trump Twitter feed. Black monster shit, I'm more Melvin Williams than Genovese. Them fist fights had me swapping blood with my enemies. You ain't from no set if you want game banging in Little League. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. $1 million fucking dollars a year just won't suffice. Gotta factor in them old bad habits and the cost of life, we stay so high, that's why we can't come up. My credit score is zero, I'm still pulling ranges up. The cash counters is counteractive to paper, cause gas I pump like when Dominique used to lace up. Change it up, I pray the streets don't take what's left of me. Drugs for the free, sold, sold separately.
Education.
Freddie Gibbs, as chosen by Sam Smith, Ben
Hughes.
Yes,
sir. And the very prominent sample in that track is by this Indian music composer, film composer called Adi Berman.
Mm. Bollywood is hype as hell, yeah, man. That music's crazy.
Yeah, and that track that they sampled there is called Dance Music from 1976. Mm. It's been sampled by quite a few rappers, actually. I think Nas has sampled him as well, so... yeah, top stuff.
Interesting. Hey, Sam Smith, while I got you here, mate, are you a believer in Guy Fawkes?
I do like.
Do you believe in the Guy Fawkes theory?
Just a little harmless firecracker every now and then.
I do, now and again. I mean,
pew, pew.
I'm pew, pew. I'm similar
kind of thing.
I mean, I grew up in the 90s, and they had skyrockets then, and fucking buzzy bees, you know, proper fireworks.
Go.
Not the namby-pamby stuff you get these days.
The real deal.
The real deal, yeah.
Actually, you can get some pretty good Roman candle type things.
I remember cool ones that used to be in the water. Like, I remember this boat one that was in the water, and it was rad because it would just cruise along as a boat for a little bit and then it would just blow up. And it was the best one. And nobody seems to remember that. Like, why can't we just bring that back? That's harmless. And also, how safe is that? It's in the water, right?
So we're
pretty good.
Sam Smith, well, what have you got lined up for us next, mate?
What have I got now? Well, I've got... Isaac Hayes.
Oh yeah.
And a track from his Black Moses album.
Talk about getting on the good foot with this one, by the way.
Totally. And the album cover for this album is just superb.
I got this on vinyl the other day. I was like, I don't have any Isaac Hayes, and I was like, yeah, I'll just get this one. And I think it's a good one.
God, it is a good one. It folds out, and you get him in his, like, he's in his robes and everything. He's a cool man, cool guy. This is called Never Gonna Give You Up. Which is, just a banging tune.
This goes out to Chef. Here it comes. I can feel it.
Slow start, slow burn.
It's just, the song's just starting
now. It's bubbling away.
Oh, hang on.
Do you know what it is? You've got it muted. Yep.
I've got two things going on here.
There's a lot of technology at play here.
Least of all me.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth. Isaac Hayes there.
Sam.
Sam.
Hello. Yes.
Come in.
Good, man.
Yes, that was Isaac Hayes. Some people call that symphonic soul.
Yeah, I was wondering what you'd kind of like. Yeah. That feels good. It feels like
lots of strings and big, you know, layers of strings on top of the brass and everything.
That must have been like at the height of his powers.
Yeah, it definitely was. Kind of early 70s. Of course, he wrote and produced the Shaft film soundtrack.
True.
As well. Mm. Won him an Oscar and a Grammy. Yeah, great man.
Right on. Is he alive? Is he still alive?
No, he died a few years ago now.
Oh, out of it.
Yeah.
Sam Smith, BU's. What else has been sort of bubbling under for you over lockdown?
Nothing much, really. Just continuing, you know, to be exist, I guess, in this world.
How have you found your typical journey of music discovery and listening to music has progressed with a bit more
time?
Perhaps time.
Stuff. Yeah,
lockdown?
Definitely been exploring a lot of the new stuff. Going back and revisiting a lot of stuff I hadn't really listened to in a while as well, which has been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Making a lot of playlists as well.
What's your typical go-to for discovering of new music?
Well, I usually start with, I guess, Spotify and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then if I like it enough, I'll probably go and buy it. I'm still one of those people who downloads digital MP3s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I still use my iTunes. So, I mean, I even still buy CDs. So I'm that kind of person.
Get it all.
A bit of everything, mate.
Fair enough.
What have been your most recent vinyl purchases? What has really got, you know, making the wallet
actually,
out?
I haven't actually bought any vinyl recently.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I mean, it's been hard because
I'm a bit of a crate digger myself, and
I
need to get my hands on it. So this online shopping thing's not working out for me.
No, I'm that sort of person as well. I like to look at things and dig for stuff and just imagine.
I don't know what I want, you know.
Exactly, it's like that, isn't it? Sometimes I just imagine I want that, but I don't actually end up getting it.
Yeah, very true. All right, man. Where should we go to next?
We're gonna play this guy, John Martin, who's a UK folk. I guess you could say he's a folk musician, singer songwriter. Some would say the song we're gonna play is more kind of jazz folk,
mm-hmm.
or progressive folk. He was really big in the 70s. He was kind of in that Nick Drake kind of scene. He died actually. More than 10 years ago now. He was a bit of a chronic alcoholic for most of his life, and he actually ended up in his last few years, he had one of his legs amputated because he got like a burst cyst or something. But he was an interesting
probably
guy.
Probably get drunk a little bit quicker as well.
Oh, well, that's the thing, yeah. I mean, he used to get drunk on stage and that kind of thing, and it was kind of defined him as a musician in many ways. But he released some pretty good albums in the 70s, were quite progressive sounding for the folk world. And
did he have a peg leg or anything, or did he just...
No, he ended up in a wheelchair in the last few years of his life. But this song we're going to play, Dreams by the Sea, it's off his kind of probably his best album, Solid Air, which came out in 1973.
Just confirming... John Martin's not a pirate. That's what I wanted to get.
It's a great name though. And you could have.
Well, the song's called "Dreams by the Sea."
The fact that he was
John
an alcoholic.
Martin, you come over here, please.
Yeah. The fact he was an alcoholic. I mean, maybe he was a pirate, a folk pirate.
Yo ho ho and a bull around.
A folk pirate.
A folk pirate.
Yes. We got there.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a cool song.
Is this before or after the leg?
No, this is well before the leg.
Full legs.
The legs are still
pissed
on here.
Pissed as, can't walk though,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That gets more ironic later on. Okay,
yeah, here we go. Exactly.
Sweet. Yeah, sounds good.
Hey! has taken things too far. And all I know, it can't be you. And all I know, it isn't true. And all I know, it's not the way you are.
Sam Smith, B News. Apparently, he was awesome at Sweetwaters in 1982.
Caller just phoned through
and said, "Damn,
damn, awesome! That sounds great." Yeah. Well, I mean, I can confirm with authority that Q Magazine voted that album in its list of the best chill out albums of all time.
The caller said that Solid Air totally slaps. Actually,
yeah. It's actually a really good album. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously got some gnarly stuff. I found I was like, I recognize the name, so I went and searched in a library and just found in my No Rules, No Boundaries section quite a long John Martin tune, about 8 minutes something. So
okay, there you go.
Delish.
Yeah, fantastic.
What are we going to finish things off with?
We're
going to
finish
evening?
With a track which is probably the newest of the tracks I've picked. Came out last year, I think. It's Bad Bad Not Good featuring MF Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the last track MF Doom put out before he died. I'm pretty sure that there haven't been any other new vocals from him.
Right.
It's called The Chocolate Conquistadors. I love that title, Conquistador. and it was just a standalone single that Bad Bad Not Good released. Of course, they're a Canadian kind of jazz fusion type band.
They were great at the King's Arms before playing.
Oh, Laneway. Yeah.
Holy shit, it was awesome.
Yeah. They were great, weren't they? And they've played with a lot of rappers. They did an album with Ghostface Killer. And they've worked with Kendrick Lamar and various other people. And they're just top class musicians. And I think this track here is an absolute banger.
Do you think there's anyone living at the new King's Arms apartments that has any connection to the King's Arms at all? Like maybe went to a gig or that, you know, they know someone. That would be quite
amazing. Surely they must.
Can you do that like when you come back to Sam Smith being using it, BFM, can you just do like a little piece where you go up there and just interview, just knock on each door and go, "Hey, no harm here, just wondering if you ever had anything to do with the King's Arms."
I could do.
That would be really interesting.
I think I'm a bit disappointed there's no like plaque or anything.
Well,
acknowledging.
They could have just had a speakeasy bar there, just like some DB draft on tap.
I know. Far out. I mean, you wouldn't have a clue if you went up there now that there was the King's Arms that was there. You know?
For me personally, there's still actually that little spot down by the road where it's kind of like a picnic area.
Oh yeah.
That's where we'd smoke the odd little dart/joint type thing.
Yep.
So I've still got that moment.
Do you think the new people in the apartments give the neighbours any noise complaints?
Hope so.
Playing like old bootleg from the King's Arms.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Send us your King's Arms bootlegs if you do have one.
Bro, hard. I think I might, actually. I might have a couple. I'm going to bubble this track up underneath. Sam, it's been a pleasure, mate. Thanks so much.
Yeah, mate.
We'll
Enjoy
see you
it.
When we see you.
You will. Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
Right. See you on Saturday morning for your show.
You will. Tune in 9 to 11.
Fingers crossed, reading the news here on Thursday Drive very shortly.
Very shortly indeed. Thank you.
Take care, brother man.
Awesome.
See you. Bye.
Niño, vente conmigo, escúchame. Te cuento unas cosas de unos hombres. Ay, estos hombres eran hombres bravos. Llegaban de África con la fuerza de la belleza. Ay, mijo, conquistaban la ignorancia
la bestia de humanidad. Tapará al mundo la luz y la fe y también el Dios cósmico. Nos llamamos los conquistadores chocolates. It's yours. Legitimize living lies. Channel the cosmos. These God flows here to civilize. Hear them footsteps. Here come the Moors. Neanderthals and scores. Eating wild boars. Thousands of years on tour. Organize y'all. Wild whores. Smelling like animals through the pores. On all fours. Foul cannibals hear the roars. Raw flesh, rebellious and lawless. Taught by the autochthonous, all blessed. All dressed in garbs of royalty. Cards we swore to be. Rights and laws accordingly. Educated by the highly elevated. Melanated. And mind renovated. Once they stumble across the right answer, remarkably similar to Wakanda, White Panther, herbs combat cancer, detoxes the liver, sexual enhancers, symbolisms in Hollywood, jolly good, shows us how evil will manifest, or probably could, divine beings, mind freeing, conquistadores, chocolate. Coming through the corridors of deep space, high beings. All I see in fine meaning, clairvoyant mind reading, nervous system, service wisdom, flow superior, determined rhythm, electricity, eccentricity, Afrocentric synchronicity. In the air, everywhere, taking over, chocolate conquerors, supernova, educating, dominating, time deflating, bomb on Satan, wickedness gone, sawn and shaken, force awakens.
It's time.
Back to the caves, conquistadores, chocolates.
What's Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.